Seattle City and federal officials met this week in a rare high-level meeting about police reforms. The feds and city leaders praised some recent progress, but also cautioned there is a lot of work ahead. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
Seattle's ongoing effort to reform the police department seems to be shifting to a new phase, from policy to implementation. And Seattle Mayor Ed Murray says 2014 will be, quote, the year of training for Seattle cops.
It really is about getting training right, developing the training manuals and programs to translate the policies that we're deciding on, getting those in place and activating them.
Murray met with local and federal officials Tuesday to set reform priorities for this year. The federally mandated reforms stem from a Department of Justice investigation in 2011. It concluded that Seattle officers routinely used excessive force. The DOJ also cited problems with biased policing. In the near term, Murray said some technology upgrades are also a priority. Some key police information, like use of force complaints and lawsuits, are still written out on paper, according to city documents. Seattle U.S. Attorney Jenny Durkin attended Tuesday's reform meeting. She noted another key factor as Seattle moves ahead with changes.
It's also going to be that new chief coming in, who's going to be selected by the mayor and who's going to make that reform effort not something that is just a day occurrence and check, we're done, DOJ's gone, alleluia. It's going to be, we are a new department and this is what we stand for.
Murray appointed a new interim chief last month and directed him to put the reforms on a faster track. The mayor has also said he hopes to choose a permanent chief by April. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.